They're short, but they're difficult. That's the problem here. Yeah, well, whatever. We'll figure it out. See how far we get. Let's see. It's 9:30 yet. I just want to say something from yesterday that they didn't cover, which was of Schechter. Kasher Schechter said that there are some people who have a practice when they're doing Chazaras HaShatz that the Shliach Tzibur will go do Modim and Akhlach and he'll stop there and he'll wait. And this the theory behind that is, of course, because they're thinking that if they're going to be saying the Modim while you're saying the Modim Drabonon, you won't hear the Chazaras HaShatz of that bracha. So they've figured out this smart Eitzah. They'll do Modim and Akhlach and just stay there and wait for everybody to finish, and then they'll continue. That's absolutely not correct, because like we learned yesterday, the Rashba and the Yerushalmi both said that you say Modim and Akhlach slowly, so that when you Shliach Tzibur finishes the bracha, you will say Ashanach Modim Loch Barakel HaHodos and bow down at the same time that he finishes his bracha. It's absolutely clear that you're supposed to be saying the entire modem while the tzibur is saying modem, Drabonon. Don't come up with new eitzes and think you're going to outsmart all the diras that preceded you. This is what's that? What's that? I don't want to say the word wrong. Wrong is a strong term. You're right. I shouldn't say wrong. I'm actually just quoting something I heard Rav Shelter say recently in a shir. Okay, let's get started. It's 8:31, we're a minute late. We're on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph in the Tfus. What's this called again? This Tfus? Always the harder Tfus. And it says at the top here, it's Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in the Vilna Shas. Okay, so we're covering a topic over here as to what brachas begin with Baruch, what brachas end with Baruch, what brachas have both. And the question we're up to is the third line, Ha Kedusha. The Gemara is asking a question: what about Kiddush? Kiddush, you just said Bar Pri HaGafen when you drank the wine. So why would you begin the next bracha, talking about at night, why would you begin the next bracha with Baruch? Why isn't a bracha a smucha l'chavrata? That's the question. So the Gemara says, Shanyahi, and for the answer is, Shanyahi, it's different. Why? Shem Hayyoshif Shosim Ibo'ayyoim. If you were drinking, let's say it's Purim, Erev Shabbos, and you're having a party there, and you're drinking plenty of wine there, you made your bright prayer, golfing already, comes Shabbos, Kiddush Lavayom, right? The day begins, Friday night, sunset comes, and you have to stop your meal, and you have to make Kiddush. So you won't make a Bari Priya Gothen because you already Yotzi Bari Priya Gothen. So you're not going to be able to start the Bracha of Kiddush without starting with a Bracha. So since that case has the Bracha, because you're drinking wine in the Suda. You see, the whole Suda, you've been drinking wine. You don't have to make another bracha right back off just because you're going to drink. It's the same Suda. You're just being mafsik in the middle of the Suda to make Kiddush. So therefore, that bracha is not going to be smucha l'chavrata, which is it's an interesting answer. Shein o'im b'bar p'yag ofen. Okay. So then the Gemara says, v'ha sofa. So, you know, what about the end of the bracha? Presumably, Brachat Hashem Kai Shashavos. I guess that's the question, right? Is that what he says? It says in the Mara Folda, so we see a quick look at Soifa Loma Masayim B'Baruch Kevin Shupu Sayim B'Baruch. Why doesn't it end with a Baruch, right? So, and that seems to be a little bit of a strange question because it's a Bracha Arucha, right? But we're gonna say the rule in a second. Okay, but for the time being, that's the question.
I don't even want to eat
It's not correct. We pass in like a Vyosi. We pass in you're allowed to eat all the way up until Shkia.
Yeah, but that wouldn't be
yes. Anyway, the weepasim on people, it's a common mistake. People think that just like Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to have a suda, so to Erev Shabbos. But it's not correct. Weepasim on halacha, you're allowed to eat all the way up until Shabbos. You're supposed to. I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying do it like a chila. I'm saying halacha, it's not awesome. All right? I'm not suggesting they do it. Okay. Amar Abmana, so the Gemara says, Amar Abmana, Typhus brachas kachu, which if you just translate the words straight, he's basically saying that's the way it is. Now the Vilna Gaon decided that this doesn't belong here. He erased these words altogether, so we could ignore this line because it doesn't seem to make much sense, and we'll just leave it out for now. Amar Reb Yudon, so this is the answer to the question. Matbeya kotzer poseach mebarach. If the matbeya is short, so then you start with a barach. Venochas mebarach, you want to end with a barach. Matbeya aruch, if it's long, poseach mebarach, vochas mebarach, then you will make it both the beginning and end. So now, right. So now it seems like this is a complete change from the havamim. So here we have to speak out two pshatim. It's in footnote 6 in the English, if you have it. But the first mahalach is that it's a distinction between whether you have multiple themes or topics being held in the bracha. That would be aruch, that would be long, and in which case you'd have a bracha in the beginning and the end. And the second shot is from the Rashba, which seems to be, I think, the Rambam as well. I'm going to read the Rambam in just a second. That it doesn't mean it's not a question length. It's not a question of number of words, like it's a long bracha, it's a short bracha, but rather it's just the way in which the Chachamim decided. The way he puts it over here, let's just read the English. He says, he means there were instances in which the sages who composed the blessings deemed a brief blessing appropriate. In these instances, they inserted the bracha only once. There were instances when they deemed a lengthy blessing appropriate. In these instances, they inserted the benediction twice. So he's not explaining the reason. Just the Chachamim decided there were certain times it was appropriate. It's not based. There's no rule. There's no rule you're going to be able to find because you're going to always find exceptions to the rule. And that's basically the way the Rashi is learning the Gemara is basically saying, forget the rules and trying to figure out the reasons. This is the way it is. Chachamim sometimes made it long, sometimes made it short. The Lashon Rambam also in Perek Aleph Hilchos Pishma. I just read to the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. He says, "Brachas Elu in Shar Kol HaBrachas HaRuchas B'fi Kol Yisrael Ezra Ubeis Dino Tikno Vein Adam Ashrei Levchos Mehem Lo Lohosif Alehem." You can't add or subtract. Makom Sheiskinu Lachsom B'Baruch Ein Ashrei Shelo Lachsom. Makom Sheiskinu Shelo Lachsom Ein Ashrei Lachsom, and so on and so forth. And then he says at the end, "Kol shaldamer, kol mashanam beish tov chacham bracha, raise a toya umavarach, kimat beish." So they both seem to have this just general approach to rules of that's the way it is, which is that's what I thought Rav Manna was really saying. I thought that's what Rav Manna was saying when he said "Typhus brachas kahu." That's the way it is. In other words, meaning so that would work out according to that. I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. That sounds extreme. Making it up on the fly is just. We can't figure out. I'll put it that way. We can't figure out a rule. I mean,
we learned a few weeks ago.
In Bob, where it says,
so what do you start with the
yes,
and then you say this, and then you go, well, you should, and then they after they
right.
The contradictions and everything, right. They said, oh, whatever you want.
yes, that's right. Okay, I'm sorry the people online couldn't hear that last comment, but Yitz Hashem, later this week we'll have a conference microphone we're going to put out in the middle of the room, and hopefully it'll pick up everyone's comments. Okay, now we're going to begin this is a very cryptic line. Kol ha-brachos achar kisu mehen. That's one statement all by itself. All brachos go after the way they end. Now, I'm just going to read you the Rambam, because the Rambam actually uses this exact language. The Rambam says, Shacharis, this is in Perek Aleph, Hilchos Kriyas Shema Halacha Ches, in the middle of the Halacha. He says, Shacharis, Pasach Yotzer Or, V'sayim Marav Aravim, Lo Yotzer. If he starts off Yotzer Or V'Rekoshach, and he ends Marav Aravim at the end of the Bracha, you're not Yotzer. Pasach Marav Aravim, but if he started Marav Aravim in the morning, Sayim Yotzer Or, Yotzer. V'chein V'Arvis, and so on and so forth. And in the end, he writes, Shekol HaBrachos, Hochos Achar Kasim Mosa. So the Rambam uses this language of the Yerushalmi. All brachas go after their end. So that means that if that seems at this point, the way the Mefarshim say it says, Sal Kadaitov, that this is what it meant, that we're going to use the way you end the bracha as whether you're Yotzeh the bracha or not. So if you ended the morning Yotzeh HaMa'oros, good enough, even if you started off Ma'ar Ravim with the wrong text, good enough. You ended right. Who cares what you started with? That's the way we're going to learn the Gemara for now. Okay, that's this one line. Then it says another very, very cryptic line here. Ein olrim bracha pasuk, which very, very difficult to know what this means. You're not allowed to make a pasuk out of a bracha. What this means, we're going to learn with the Mara folder for the time being. Okay. Now this, I'm just going to tell you The way to understand this is to reference back to the Mishnayos in Tainus in Perek Beis, and it's on the Tesvav in the Gemara in Tainus also. Let me pull this up here. Hilchos Tainus, Rambam is in Perek Dalid. So in Hilchos Tainus it says, but they added six brachos, right? At first, they came to Goel Yisrael. They would add some additions, and then they'd say bracha Goel Yisrael. Then they would add six additional brachos, and the Mishnah just says the following: Ahishona, the first one he adds, he says Mishona Asavram Levi Bahar Moriah Hu Yana Eskam Yishma Kol Tzakaskam Hayom Azeh Bracha To Hashem Goel Yisrael. Then the second one, I'm just going to read one or two of them: Al Hashniyah Hu Omer. And one more. And so on and so forth. So it goes through six brachos over here. Okay? Now, even though it only says that in the Mishnah, but that's just the chasima. If you look at the Rambam, you'll see that what's happening here is there's a whole introduction to those brachos before it begins it. And he says the following. He's miskanein, but divrei tachlunim. He starts off saying tachlunim. And he gives examples. He's saying, and so on and so forth. All kinds of brachos. This Shliach Tzibur is free-forming it, free-living it, ad-libbing it, what are you going to call the words? He's pulling up whatever comes to mind. I'm sure he prepared it beforehand, but whatever it is, there was a certain mizmorim. And after he said the mizmorim, right, then he said these chasimos, okay? But the idea here is the language is Omer Divri Tachanunim Kefi Kocho. And then after he did that, and before that, he even says it. Zochron, he says, Zochron Shofros Main Hatzara, Omer El Hashem Tzara Kurli Karasi Vanyanid, Esain Alaharim, Nimamakim Kasi Hashem, Filoniki Yatov. He said all kinds of sukkim over here. So the point here in this line is this very, very, very cryptic line, now I'm coming to the point, is Where's the line again? Note that the Tachanunim preceded that final statement. That's not a pasuk. That's part of a bracha. That's part of a Tachanunim. So you cannot end with the psukim that you were saying, samach to the bracha. That's the way Mara Fulda explains it over here. Mm-hmm. So we'll see in a second. The ein omer bracha pasuk. See the Mara Fulda on the right side. Klomar heichi shehisker samach la bracha is a psukim where you mention next to the bracha certain psukim. Afal pi shehi minyana the bracha, even though they are part of the. Bein omer bracha pasuk on the right side, toward the middle of the page. Where are you saying psukim? Even though it's from the inyanim of the bracha, ein omer acharehem techaf baruch. You can't say baruch right after you finish the psukim. Zehav le bracha pasuk kam shomer bracha al pasuk hamus kolamalo zehkasima. Bein's a nicker shom bracha al haydol al habakasha. The problem with it is it's if you're going to put a bracha right after the pasuk, it sounds like you're blessed. You're making a bracha on the pasuk. That's not proper. Okay. Lefikach Hamrinon, and then he quotes the Gemara in Titus from Tesvav. That's what he was doing over there. It's just skipping down over here. Okay. So that's a statement that he made. In our bracha pasuk. Hesiv Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Elazar had a following question. And he said, since you just said that, that if you said the bracha, as long as you, even if you started your bracha wrong with Ma'ariv Harav, as long as you said the right bracha at the end, it's kosher, it's a good bracha. So, Yomar bracha pasuk. So, who cares? Who cares what you said before the bracha? As long as it ends properly, that should be good enough. That seems to be the question. And so he rejected. They said that Hakim Hadain Tai, this youngster thinks he's such a Hakim. To who Savar, he thought, what is Achus after the Chasima? What does that really mean? He thought it means what I told you it means. Next page, 16b. Because of Hashem Shal Shachris, that if he was in the morning and he started with Ma'ariv HaRavim and then he figured out the end of the bracha, he ended up with Yotza Ma'oros Yotza. That's what you thought. That's what I meant when I said, that interpretation of the Brisa is incorrect. That's the way he writes it here. Rabbi Acha said, or other Gersa has, Kacham Rabbi Acha, this is what he said. Kol ha-brachos ke'ein chos mosehen. That means that the end of the bracha, you have to, when Chachamim were masakin the bracha, they were masakin it so that at the end of the bracha, it was me'ein the chasima of the bracha. Okay. Now, let me just finish off the Gemara a little bit. The Elaine the Amrin, and there are those who say Tzahali Varoni Yoshevet Tzio. Now this, if you look down in footnote 7, you'll see he's actually referring to one of the brachas on the Haftorah. We say Rachem al Tzion ki beis chayenu, aluvas nefesh toshia b'mheir v'yameinu, kakosuv, they added a pasuk into the bracha. Tzahali Varoni Yoshevet Tzio ki gono b'kir b'achdosh Yisrael. So they put a bracha into the signal of the bracha, and then they said bracha to Hashem, sameach tzion gomenel. So there you have an example of a pasuk right next to the bracha. I'm sure you guys have probably figured out there are some very common brachas that we make all the time. Another one in benching. Hint, hint. Benching. Okay, if you say if you have that girsa, that will be an example. And another one we all say is the second bracha. So we end that bracha with a pasuk. But that. Yes, it is. It's a full pasuk. Sure. Yeah. So what the Gemara is saying is Einbo Mishum Bracha Pasuk. There's no problem. It's not a violation of the rule of Bracha Pasuk. Why? So there's two approaches here. One is because it says the word kakosov. And since it says kakosov, it's evident that this is a proof to the previous themes that we had said in the beginning of the bracha. And therefore, when we make the bracha, we're going on the theme of the whole bracha. Kakosov is an introduction, not an introduction, it's the opposite of introduction. What's the opposite of introduction? It's a conclusion of the theme of the blessing, which is being brought out by the pasuk. Therefore, the bracha is going to work. So you have to have kakosov. That's one way of learning. Another way of learning is that there's no real problem with having a bracha at the end. If it's exactly like the bracha, like the nusach of the bracha itself. Okay, the different ways to learn. Yeah. It's always been a problem for me. I never understood why people would put that in there. But whatever. Because the first bracha is, Moshe Rabbeinu was misaki the first bracha. So why is Sechas Yedecha, which is from, whatever, it doesn't matter. Not another time. What's the question? Okay. So we good here?
Many times it said Benema.
Benema, yes. That's completely different. That's a completely different Indian. That's Machi Sukham is the Shifer, so you have a thief to mention them. Sukham, that's a totally different Indian. Yeah. Okay, next. Maskiri Yisias Mitzrayim Balelis. That's famous Mishnah. Everybody knows it. That you mentioned Yisias Mitzrayim at night, which means that you say the Parsha of Tzitzis. That's what this means. Maskiri Yisias Mitzrayim Balelis means that you say Vayomer, the Parsha of Tzitzis, because in the Parsha of Tzitzis it says, Ani Yeshua Lekechem Asher Tzitzis Hamayat Mitzrayim. Because after all, at night, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis. So why would you say the parsha of tzitzis? The answer is because you have a mitzvah to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. Omelin Rabbi Lozman Azaya, Harini Kibben Shivim Shona, Velozachishi Teyam, and Yitzias Mitzrayim, Leilis Hachit Rosh Ben Zom. Shenam Ra'ala Matiskas Yom Tzitzim, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kla'im Mecha Yecho, Mecha Mecha Yom, Kla'im Mecha Yecho, Leilis. So Ben Zoma presumably made this drasha. Again, the way we always understand this from the Bavli is Rav Loza ben Azaria, this is taking place the day he was appointed. He was only 18, presumably, and and he wasn't able to convince the Chachamim that he was right until Ben Zoma went ahead and made this drasha also, which presumably took place that day. And he says, Ani Karika ben Shivim Shana, because he grew the beard, whatever it was. Now we're going to see the Yerushalmi has a different way of learning this Maisa. It's not like the Bavli. Okay. We have a little bit different Gersa here in the Yerushalmi here. Those words do not appear in the Bavli. The Yerushalmi here, it's one of those rare cases where the Mishnah is a little different. Okay. Now, let's see, do we speak out the difference here? We're going to say it in a second. Okay, so it says, Afalpisha Nifnas Legedula, even though he became a Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, that is, nonetheless, Herak Yomim, he had a Richas Yomim, he lived a long time. Which means Hada Amar. What you see from this is Shegedula Maketzaras Yomim. Because when someone gets appointed to a high position, it can frequently cause him not to live long. Now the reason why they say in the footnotes they say sometimes the reason why they say that is because if a person has Gaiva and he's Mira, he puts Mira at Sibrash Shulai Kalachas, and that he gets punished. But he apparently was, but Isaiah was beyond that. Now, Now the way he understands it over here is he says that the Yerushalmi does not dispute the fact that there was a whitening of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's beard, although, because it's going to say it later on. But the Bavli says that he made the comment Harini Kibben Shivim Shana on the day of his appointment as a Nasi. But the Yerushalmi maintains he made this comment many years later, when he was in his 60s, he said, Harini Kiben Shivim Shana. He meant he was literally, I'm like, you know, an older man. And he meant, I am nearly 70 years old. Okay, so that's just a difference between Bavli and Rishon. We had to learn the story. Okay. Taman Amrin Lo Yasfil by Yom. Now, over there, that is to say, Taman, we're speaking from Eretz Yisrael. So when we refer to there, we're referring to over there, Bavel. So Taman over there in Bavel, they say, Lo Yasko, you shouldn't even begin the Pasha of Ayomer. Shouldn't even begin the Pasha of the Tzitzis. Lo Yasko Ayomer. Because, again, the reason why, we're going to say it in a second. Then Hiskel, and if by accident you did begin the Pasha, Gomer, you finished the whole Pasha. That's the way Bavel behaved. So in other words, Bavel felt, L'chachila, not to say it at all. For Rabbanon D'Hacha, a rabbi is here in Eretz Yisrael, I'm in Masfil, you do begin it, they no go around, you won't say all the text. the text, look at the text in footnote 2. He brings down the text. Well, you might show a Moshe Lemore. Dibro b'nei Yisrof v'mato aleihem. Ani Hashem alokechem v'asho tzeisi eschem eretz atzorim v'yosofem alokechem. So he skipped. What they did was they excised all of the tzitzis stuff out of the parsha, and they skipped all, and they excised the whole thing out. Now, the problem was, I think I have to get a drink of water. I don't just a drink of water. I'll be right back. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Now, it's a steak. It's not exactly what it is. Yeah, so. What was I saying? So, the problem is that if Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not supposed to start a parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu started and then cut it in half. That's the problem. So that's why in Bavel, they didn't want to start it at all. They didn't like this Eitzah of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, apparently they felt it was all right to do this. So the Gemara says, Rabbah, Rabbi Yehuda, B'Shem Rav. Did I skip something? I'm sorry. Rabbanu D'Hacham was in the government. Masisim pliga rabban d'hacha. So our Mishnah argues on, Masisim pliga rabban d'hacha. Here it says, it changes it. Because it says, Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. It says, we mentioned Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos. So in Bavel, they didn't say the parsha at all, l'chachila. Our Mishnah says to say the parsha. So our Mishnah is going to argue on Bavel. This is probably a question, right? Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rav, so he answered, Modem anachnu loch, shehoi tzeisonu mimetzorim, tzeisonu beisavonim, lehoidus l'shem kol. So in other words, they had another way of being mekayim, the din of Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos. Okay? So in other words, they didn't say the parsha, but it's not as... It's not as if they didn't say Mitzrayim at all. They said Mitzrayim, but they said it with this other formula. Okay. Now, Masisim Pliga Rabbanan D'Hacha. The Mishnah will argue on our custom. Why? One second. The Mishnah says, why does Vayomer come after Vahayim Shema? Right? The Mishnah says, you say Shema because it's Kavos al Macha Shemayim. You say Vahayim Shema because that's Kavos al Mitzvos. And then it says, you say Vayomer because, why? Because he says it's Mitzrayim. Vayomer eino noy gal b'yom. That's but it says. It says the answer is. It doesn't say. It says,
no, it's okay. I didn't realize. I didn't. Sorry for the confusion.
Stewie, careful. Mute. Vayomer eino noy gal b'yom. This is what it says over there in the mission. Vahayim Shemoa and Vahafta are noig both by day and night, and Vayomer is only noig by day. That's why we say it last. Okay, now that sounds like Vayomer is only said by day and not at night, which is a contradiction to the custom that Eretz Yisrael does. Gemara says it doesn't mean you don't say it at all. It's called Parsha Vayomer Eino Noig Al Vayom. What it means is that the whole parsha of Vayomer is only by day, but not at night. But we would say part of it, so it's not a contradiction. Okay. Go a little further. Let's see here. Yeah, Rabbah Ma'achal Nochis L'Samah. So Rabbah came to there, meaning so he's coming to from Eretz to Bavel. So he saw them starting by Yomer, and they said the entire thing. They said by Yomer with the entire, all the psukim, v'lo shemia, and it was not in agreement with what we said before, the Samon Amrin, because we said before that in Bavel, they felt you should not begin it at all. So why is this shul saying it on a regular basis? Lo yasla v'yomer v'mhifl gomer. So why did they say it? Rabbanon ha'cho Amrin. And people here in Eretz Yisrael say Maslav Eino Gomer, you don't complete it. So it's not like anybody. Why would you say the whole parsha? Okay. It doesn't answer this question, right? It's one of those drop. It's just an incident, and I guess it's just showing that there's this difference. Okay. Bon kamid Reb Achya ben Zera, hechava avoch nog. So they asked Reb Achya, who was the son of Reb Zera, how is your father Noheg? Ovid Karban Dehachal Karban Dehasim. How did he do the Vayomer? Did he do it like Eretz Yisrael and say the shortened version, or did he skip it completely like in Bavel? So now in the bottom here, he gives a whole thing here that Reb Zeira went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they were asking his son when he came to Eretz Yisrael. He abandoned the Bavel custom. So the question is whether he adapted the Lingan practice or not. So it sounds like they migrated. Okay. So he didn't know the answer. Apparently there's a machlokus among the Talmidim of Reb Zeira what he did. Reb Chizkiya said he did like Rabban over here, meaning in Eretz Yisrael. And Reb Yosef said Rabban b'Hasma, he behaved like Bavel. On Reb Chanina, we start with Reb Yosef. It makes more sense that like Reb Yosef says. Why? The Reb Zeira Machmer. We knew in general Reb Zeira was a more Machmer person, Vinun Machmer, and they were more strict. In other words, they don't allow saying an abbreviation. So he probably acted accordingly. Exactly why that's a Chumra. Why that's a Chumra, I don't know. But anyway, we'll stop here. Okay? Should I take my